The lower house of parliament has elected lawyer Pavel Babarovsky, the new Czech ombudsman. The former constitutional court judge was nominated by the Right of Centre coalition and says he plans to build on the work of his predecessor, the late Otakar Motyl. Jan Richter has the details.
In a second round of voting in the lower house on Tuesday, Pavel Varvarovsky was elected the Czech Republic's new ombudsman, the official charged with defending people who feel wronged by the authorities. The 65-year-old lawyer and judge, who for a decade served on the Constitutional Court, will succeed the first-ever Czech ombudsman, Otakar Motyl, a widely respected figure who passed away 4 months ago. Speaking after his election, Mr. Varvarovsky said he was planning no major changes to an office shaped by his predecessor.
I am a conservative person, and I believe that in order for the law to get into people's minds, it should not be changed at every opportunity. In very much the same way, I believe that institutions should not be changed whenever an opportunity comes along. So I think that we should continue in the way the powers of the ombudsman are set.
Pavel Varvarovsky, who worked as a corporate lawyer before becoming a judge in 1992, is an expert on administrative and constitutional law. Those areas of expertise will serve him well in the new post, says Anna Šabatová, a former deputy ombudsman.
These are the two areas of law that are crucial for the institution of the ombudsman. 95% of the agenda is related to administrative law, so we'll have an expert there who can win the respect of his staff as well as the authorities. He was a corporate lawyer and, of course, served on the Constitutional Court. This is an interesting and promising combination.
There is one area, however, that the new ombudsman would like to change. In an address to the Senate 2 weeks ago, Mr. Varvarovsky said the office should have the authority to petition the Constitutional Court to abolish acts, a power it now lacks. But Ms. Šabatová says this can easily change.
He could do that if it was authorized by the law, and it would be good, but he can only now ask the Constitutional Court to abolish certain legal norms, such as ministerial directives. But that can, of course, be changed by amending the Act on the Ombudsman. I personally think he should have that power because it would reinforce his authority in the society.
Pavel Varvarovsky will be officially sworn in by the Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament by the end of next week.
Jan Richter with that report on the new chair.